Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Again, and wherever you are today, a warm welcome to the program. I'm your host, Diane Erickson, and in the next 30 minutes, I'll be bringing you a refreshing mix of musical styles and moods. Our first piece is by Mozart, or perhaps I should say it's more or less by Mozart. A renowned Bohemian musician by the name of Josef Tribensee put his own personal stamp on it. Tribensee made a name for himself as an arranger of new melodies, and as such was an important member of the music fraternity. Only the favored few could afford tickets for the concert hall or opera house, so before the days of radio and recording, lively arrangements by local orchestras were the next best thing. Here is Tribensee's rendition of a march in E-flat from Mozart's opera The Clemency of Titus. With a Josef Tribensee arrangement of Mozart's March in E-flat from The Clemency of Titus. The Banda Classica, under the direction of Christian Siegmann, specializes in music for wind instruments, known in German as Harmoniemusik. The march we just heard was very popular in Mozart's day, but sadly the composer did not live long enough to enjoy its success. He died in 1791, just a few months after the premiere performance of the opera, which was not particularly successful. Mozart was under enormous pressure in the last year of his life. In addition to the opera Titus, he wrote several major concertos, the usual dance music for the imperial court, and of course his last great opera, The Magic Flute, from which you'll now hear a world-famous duet. Pamina and Papageno sing together in praise of love. Die Lieb versüßet jede Plage, ihr opfert jede Kreatur. Love sweetens any misery. Every creature pays its tribute.
Der Weiber ist es nicht.
Famous number from The Magic Flute by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Edda Moser, soprano, and Walter Berry, baritone, were accompanied by the Bavarian State Opera, Munich. The conductor was Wolfgang Sawallisch. What was Mozart like as a person and a teacher? Strange though it may seem, his pupils left very few accounts of his lessons. The pianist Johann Nepomuk Hummel lived in Mozart's house between the ages of 10 and 12, but there's no written comment from him either. The young Hummel was, however, clearly influenced by his teacher, absorbing Mozart's hatred of sloppiness and his respect for precise virtuosity, principles which stood the pianist in good stead throughout his career. Only a few of Hummel's compositions have survived, but the one we're going to hear now has always been popular. Hummel's Trumpet Concerto. The last movement demands a truly virtuosic display from the soloist.
Thank you.
Swedish trumpeter Håkan Hardenberger, rising admirably to the challenges set by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. He was accompanied by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Neville Mariner. Hardenberger actually launched his solo career aged 15 with Hummel's Trumpet Concerto. Since then, his stunning virtuosity has made him famous throughout the world, his repertoire ranging from the Baroque to premier performances of new works. This trumpet concerto remains, however, a kind of touchstone for his career. These days, it's hard for contemporary music to find a wider audience, but in the 19th century, things were different. The Carlsbad Spa, for example, in the Bohemian Forest, had a first-class orchestra famous throughout Europe. And one of its most successful directors, Josef Libicki, didn't hesitate to mix easy listening melodies with more demanding ones. Naturally enough, he included his own works in the program, and this is one of them, called simply Idol. Idol, a piece by Josef Lubitsky, played by the Petrushov Orchestra with soloists Alla Agranovskaya and Igor Rumaniuk. The conductor was Leo Korkin. I don't really think you can compartmentalize music into light or serious. There's an old saying that music is either good or bad. And I'm sure the world-famous violinist Fritz Kreisler was of that opinion. He composed chamber music and operettas, and as a soloist, delighted audiences with concertos and sonatas, as well as with light-hearted encores, mostly ones he'd composed himself. One of the most popular of his encore pieces is the Zigeuner Capriccio, Gypsy Caprice. Thank you. Chrysler's Zigeuner Capriccio, played by an ensemble that calls itself I Solanisti. The last piece of music in today's program is a Strauss polka, which has an interesting story. In 1854, Emperor Franz Josef gave the popular Renz Circus special permission to give evening performances. This put it in direct competition with the nearby Karl Theater, which could have been bad news, but the theater director was not so easily fazed. In a stroke of brilliance, he engaged the services of a circus rider called Miss Ella, and soon had a full house again. Strauss quickly wrote a polka for the attractive young rider, and that would be the end of the story if Miss Ella hadn't turned out to be Mr. Ella. Strauss solved the problem with his polka by removing the Miss. So here's the Ella polka.
Thank you.
succinctly titled Ella Polka by Johann Strauss the Son. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic was conducted by Alfred Walter. And that's all we can squeeze into our half hour today. Don't forget to join us next time. Melody Time was compiled today by Barbara Anders, edited by Dieter Glava, and produced by Rick Fulker, with help from our studio engineer Oliver Berger. I'm Diane Erickson, saying goodbye for now. Melody Time comes your way from Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.